In reality, a real superhero is anybody who doesn't give up. And so
Exactly.
an autistic child who can't tie their own shoes. I think I was sixth grade before I could tie my shoes. And I didn't give up. That's a hero. And I'm not saying I'm a hero, but any child, a child who can't speak, but still tries to communicate, does their best. Or somebody like yourself, Dr. Lee, who is out there doing good for good people, not trying to purchase all the houses so you have them all and nobody else can live there, but doing something good. Those are examples of superheroes. They call me America's friend. And I was the kid who had to sit at the English as a second language table in high school for lunch because nobody wanted to be my friend. I was weird.
Exactly.
And now I'm American.
Welcome to Concrete Build Crypto Financing, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. What if you could invest in real estate with just a few clicks? Introducing Concrete Build, CBLD, where real estate meets blockchain. With CBLD, you can fund and own a stake in tokenized real estate backed by commercial properties, earn passive income, invest securely, and help solve the housing crisis. The future of real estate is here. Are you ready? Invest today at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. First, let's introduce our guest for tonight. My guest tonight is Ricky Travolta, and he's an expert voice in the field of image and branding, responsible for number one brands in multiple industries. Ricky Travolta and his partners at Hollywood Celebrity Endorsement Partners and Entertainability Group specialize in turning celebrities into celebrity brands, and we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming Ricky Travolta. How are you doing tonight, Ricky?
Well, I will tell you, I'm doing just great now that I get to talk with a respected professional like yourself, who has such an expertise in a very unique area, that being the cryptocurrency translate into real estate, which is
Yes.
a fascinating thing. And it's something that needs experts leading the way because there's a lot of money to be made. But if you're pioneering it yourself, pioneer out in the wilderness, wandering around, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. If you follow a proven leader like yourself, Dr. Lee, that is the path to millions and more. That's the path to financial stability. It's the path to business stability. And so I am honored to even be here with you. You're such a respected professional. And not just respected by myself, but you have this amazing audience and amazing clientele, amazing followers of your proven technique. And so I'm honored to be here. A reporter once followed me around, and I would stop and give free business advice to small business owners who can't afford my price tag because I make number one brands. Steve Jobs got on the phone personally and called me a marketing genius when I introduced the Axiatron model. What is that? The iPad before the iPad. 3 years before the iPad, Andreas Haas at Axiatron and I in marketing introduced the modbook at Macworld, biggest convention ever in tech, every year for the Apple unveiling of great new products. And there's only one product in history to win best of show that wasn't from Apple. And I'm the marketing guy who did that.
That's
It's never
awesome.
been done. And that's why my man, Steve Jobs, God rest your soul, buddy,
Yes,
he called me
yes.
a marketing genius. And it's because I'm autistic. That's the funny thing, is a lot of people look at autism as like, oh, you know, disability. And it is. It is. I struggle with certain things. I can represent it. I can do the marketing for it. I can be the smiling face. But running it is kind of hard for me. But Steve Jobs, my man, he said, you're a marketing genius. Autism can be a superpower.
It is. I believe
That
that for sure.
is took that to heart. And so yeah, I make number one brands. I turn celebrities into celebrity brands where it's not just being famous. Then you've seen your name in headlines and you'll probably get ruined in the press eventually. But if you turn it into a revenue stream, a celebrity brand, then you're not just famous and having to pay a publicist and pay an accountant, multiple revenue streams. You're not only living in comfort and getting the choice roles in Hollywood and getting the awesome recording deals. You're
Yeah.
also setting up your dependents, who aren't even born yet, your future generations. You're establishing generational wealth. And so not everybody can afford that price tag.
Well, tell me, since I have you here for a few minutes, maybe, what would be some of the steps for Concrete Build Crypto Financing and Dr. Novelli, respectively, to become a brand? What would be some of the steps that we would take?
Okay, well, that's a great question because each success that I achieve with a client, whether it be a celebrity or a corporation, it's individualized. I have to listen to them and hear their story. I introduced the term sludge metal into music because I listened to the band Crowbar describe what it was like in the club scene when I broke them into the industry. And they mentioned the term sludge metal. I said, I can market that. I'm the first marketing executive in the music industry to use the term sludge metal. And I didn't invent it. I didn't invent the music. I didn't invent the term. I heard it said, I can market that. It's now a $1 billion music genre. I'm referred to as the godfather of sludge metal because I listen. And so what I would do with you, Dr. Lee, and you know, this amazing course and amazing principles that you have proven, I would sit with you and hear what it is that we're selling. Because I've looked at the book, I've looked at your website, I've studied what you do, and there is a $1 billion brand right there
I love
if
it.
we focused it in the way that I would. And I'll give you the advice for free, right? You know, just I can't do it in 2 minutes. But the other thing is partnering, understanding network. Where look at me, I'm America's friend. People, companies pay a ton of money to have the endorsement of the guy who America loves. And what if a company like yourself can't afford that? Then we form a partnership. And then I'm endorsing that. It's not costing you a penny. And you're getting the effects. And that's something that I proved with Empire Today when I got really heavily into product placement and networking, made us the official carpeting company of everything, including, I'm going to cite an example, the Montel Williams. Get Montel Williams fame associated with our brand. Did the same thing with the Playboy channel. Danny Bonaducci, Adam Carolla, every celebrity under the sun, I got us affiliated with. We were in negotiations with the Chicago Bulls. They were the amazing brand. We didn't finish the deal because I ended up leaving the company over some legal things that are still being processed. Connection, networking. Suddenly, it's not Dr. Lee, who a very small but passionate group know is an expert. You bring in somebody who has endorsed major brands and get that association. And then suddenly that smiling twinkle face is representing you. And you are getting
Wonderful. Wonderful.
all the benefits. And that's just an example. I mean, your price structure on your book, the price that you're charging for your book is spot on in terms of the list price, 90 something. That's a bargain for what you're getting. And you're offering it far below that. And so I would look statistically at what the right price point is because autism, I analyze things statistically from a very different view. And that's why Empire Today is the number one flooring company in the nation in less than a year. Statistically, it would have taken any normal person 10 to 20 years. Right. I do things, I process differently. I see statistics and it's just instant for me. Kind of like Rain Man, he could count cards. He could, he dropped the, knows the numbers. So I can throw these little examples. What I can say is if we sat down and I analyzed and we talked and I got where you want to go, set the goal, I can get you there in instant time. And I can do that for any company. And I'll do it for free for a little small business who can't afford my services. Right. Nice guy, which is why they call me America's friend. So that's what I would do with your brand. I would not try and do it on the spot. I would take the time to do it right, which is exactly what you do with cryptocurrency and investing in real estate, because that's your expertise. I'm not an accountant. I don't want to get near the accounting books and screw them up. Real estate, I want to own property. Cryptocurrency, I want a lot of money. But guess what? The accountant's going to handle the money. And my expert in negotiating the cryptocurrency and the real estate is going to be somebody just like you, Dr. Lee, because you are the expert. And that's how I make big things happen, is by knowing what I'm an expert in and knowing when to trust the other experts. And you are an expert in this field.
So yes. We are an investment fund, a real estate investment fund that you can bring in, you know, your funds, own any of the commercial properties that we have within our fund. But the beauty of it is that rather than having to have your money illiquid for say 7 to 10 years, which is most investment, real estate investment funds, you can then tokenize your shares and sell them, which makes it liquid. So that's really the differentiator that we bring to the market. So you can tokenize your shares, makes you, you still own, by the way, even if you tokenize the shares, you're still owning the shares in real estate, but you're tokenizing them, making those shares liquid.
And Dr. Lee, you obviously, you know your field. And here's one, I'm going to throw you a quick example of what I do. And that is translate that you're saying what you want people to hear. But your audience, the people who don't know cryptocurrency, who don't know real estate, might not know the terms you're using.
Got it.
Blockchain. Great terms if you know what they mean, but your customers, the people who don't know this field, don't know those terms. Yeah. So one of the things that I would do, or that you should just do on your own, whether you ever talk to me again, right, is define it for your audience in a way that's going to make sense to them. Just like a book can be amazing in literary form. Like My Wife After Life, that was my first novel. Heath Ledger wanted to start, and God bless it. God rest your soul, man. It didn't get made at that time, but we just got the film and TV rights back. And so it's not going to be easy.
Right.
But an adaptation of something like that, every page translates to a minute of screen time. And that's why it's really hard to adapt a book to film, because you have to cut out huge chunks. There's always a way to tell the story. Sometimes the story is perfect for a movie and terrible for television. Lots of variables. We would take your story and figure out how to get it to the audience in the way that's going to make the most sense. The book tells the story one way, movie a different way. What audience do you want to reach? Who is your target audience? And how do we get what you already are the expert in and get it to them in the way they understand and are receptive to? Because again, man, Dr. Lee, you know your stuff. It's a proven book. It's a proven course. And it's an improvement investment opportunity that you offer.
Yes, I love it. We'll definitely have to carve out some time so that you can hear our story and help us to get it to the masses for sure. Curious, are you in any way related to John Travolta?
That's a crack up story. For most of my life, I thought I was. And John and Joey and Anne and Margaret and Ellen, everybody thought. I was offered to replace Ricky Paul Golden on Broadway in 1990. 1994 revival of Grease. Played Danny Zuko because they thought I was John Travolta's nephew. We found out in 2023 that my father, who was passing himself off as Michael Salvatore Travolta, was actually born Roland Warren Beasley Jr., now lives as Dr. Gerald Michael Beasley, and also has other identities, including Lawrence Bernesti Jr., he's a convicted sex offender, is the whole thing. That's
Oh
why he has all these names. So he's a convicted sex offender in Lincoln, Nebraska. Dr. Gerald Michael Beasley doesn't even exist. It's a fake name. He graduated medical school. He is a oral surgeon, and he
no.
actually was drugging me as a kid. He molested me as a kid, and he would drug me because he had
Okay.
the
Okay.
medical license, because he's a doctor. But if you look at the graduation records from Urbana, Illinois, he graduated as Roland Warren Beasley Jr., because that's what he was born as. He's just living under this fictitious name, Gerald Michael Beasley. There's no social security number. It's made up. And so he's had all these identities. And one of them was Michael Salvatore Travolta. I was actually born Gregory Michael Beasley. I didn't know it. The man was drugging me and stuff. And so, yeah, there's companies under Gregory Michael Beasley I didn't know about that he was using my social security number and stuff
Oh
for.
no.
So you asked a really simple question. Are you related to John Travolta? And
Yes,
I'll tell you, here's the thing though. John Travolta and the entire Travolta family, just the most amazing people, because they could have made a fool out of me. And they didn't. They've always treated me with love and respect. And Joey Travolta is, John Travolta is a brilliant actor. He's written books too. Just a brilliant, awesome man. Great dancer, great singer.
yes.
Everybody else in the family, and up until 2023, I thought they were my family, but they're all brilliant. And Joey Travolta is amazing film director. And one of the reasons I love Joey Travolta's work is I'm high functioning autistic. That's my superpower. Joey is dedicated to teaching film and how to make films to people with autism.
That's
And
wonderful.
that's where not just John, beautiful soul, everybody in the Travolta family, whether I'm a real member or just have been treated
Like
politely,
family, yes.
they're amazing. They're all amazingly talented. They're all amazingly beautiful souls. And just as somebody who speaks out on behalf of all disabled people, because I am still disabled and I can still get abused and discriminated against. And so I'm public about the fact that I'm autistic because somebody has to be the voice for the voiceless. Because, well, I'm not gonna get graphic, but Dr. Lee, you and I shared off camera that my staff and I, Entertainability Group, Hollywood Celebrity Endorsement Partners, our staff was held captive, and I was personally sexually assaulted by a man named Nathan Brown representing Westward 360 and Airbnb. And he got away with it so far. I mean, the police will put him in prison forever, but he got away with it so far because he said, oh, autistic guy. Hey, police, he's crazy. Well, I'm not crazy. I'm a business leader. But if that can happen, I got raped because police didn't bother to do Google search. I am eloquent. I'm a spokesperson. If somebody like me can be sexually assaulted simply because I'm disabled, what about the people, the
I don't
many
have
autistic
to.
people who can't even talk, nonverbal? So I choose to be open and honest that I am disabled, I am autistic, so that I can be the voice for those who can't speak should something like this happen. And again, I'm going to point out, Dr. Lee, there is no shame in being autistic, just like there's no shame in being Black or Chinese or Asian or Jewish or Christian. Everybody has a purpose, everybody's the best at something. Everybody deserves respect. And if we all help each other rather than put each other down, focus on differences or call names, wow, that is what America is all about. is helping each other, because one community, whether it's a family or a town or a state or the entire country, they're all communities, one community building another. If we're all working at the same goal, everybody's successful. I didn't go on with that part ownership in the company to be the spokesperson of a major national brand who happened to be autistic, who happened to be disabled. I didn't accept part ownership to be that spokesperson to put any company out of business. I want everybody to succeed. Yeah. I want my company to be the most successful. And then I'm going to, Dr. Lee, you know what I do? I steer most of my money to good causes, to helping people, to helping the homeless, to helping those without insurance, to helping the mentally ill, to helping veterans, to helping elderly, to helping people who just had a bad day and need help. I don't want to live in a mansion. I want to own them, sell them. And with your help, we can do that.
But yes, for sure.
I want the money. I don't want to live in a mansion because I want to be among people. I want to hang out. I want to hang out with you, Dr. Lee. And so I don't need tons of money to sit alone and count. I want it to go so everybody has food and a home. Because it's cool that you can fly into space. You can spend $1 billion and fly into space, and that would be cool. Because I work with people from Star Trek. So I love the whole concept, right?
Okay.
But I don't want, if I'm not going to spend my kind of money on flying to space when there's people who don't have food, when there's people who don't have proper clothing, when there's people who can't even afford a cell phone. That's my focus. When everybody's all taken care of, then I'm going to look at flying into space and being Captain Kirk like I always dreamed of. Maybe I'll wear the toupee.
No, you're fine. I love it. Well, you know, this is a really, there's so many places that I could go with this conversation, Ricky. You've touched my heartstrings.
Oh.
A lot of areas. Let me just kind of tell you a few of the ones, because I have an autistic son, for starters. Yes. And this book that I wrote, Be the Superhero of Your Story, I've written two books, this one and obviously Concrete Bill Crypto Financing. But Being a Superhero of Your Story is really touches on some of the themes that you talked about, which is how to take a bad, quote unquote, bad situation and see it as the catalyst to really propel you forward. It's what makes you super when you propel past your circumstances. You've really touched on a lot of things. Concrete Build was founded with the intent of helping the homeless, because I believe that once we purchase lots of different commercial properties, we're then able to rent to own them instead of just increasing rent and really ending up with homeless people because we're pricing them out of the market. So you've touched on so many themes that are so close to my heart. So thank you for your authenticity. Thank you for your story. Tell our audience as we wrap up today, how can they, if they want to improve their brand, whether it's an individual or a corporation, how do they get in touch with you, Ricky, and your company?
I was an actor, and so I was up for Robin in the Batman film.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I was up for Thor. Can't tell it now, but I modeled with Fabio. I had long, beautiful blonde hair. Chris Hemsworth is a much better Thor than I was.
Okay.
But I was up for Thor that Kenneth Branagh ended up directing and all that. Superheroes, and I grew up idolizing Superman because the TV and films were my babysitter. I love superheroes. My son, Valentino Travolta, runs Bunley Comics with his beautiful girlfriend, Jay, and he and I loved superhero stories. Superheroes, comic books, movies, they wear these suits and all that. And that's an idealized brand. In reality, a real superhero is anybody who doesn't give up.
Exactly.
And so an autistic child who can't tie their own shoes. I think I was sixth grade before I could tie my shoes. And I didn't give up. That's a hero. And I'm not saying I'm a hero, but any child, a child who can't speak, but still tries to communicate, does their best, or somebody like yourself, Dr. Lee, who is out there doing good for good people, not trying to purchase all the houses so you have them all and nobody else can live there, but doing something good. Those are examples of superheroes. May I ask, am I allowed to ask your child's name?
My autistic child?
Yes.
Well, he's my business partner. He's high functioning as well.
And so they call me America's friend. And I was the kid who had to sit at the English as a second language table in high school for lunch because nobody wanted to be my friend. I was weird. And now I'm America's friend. And so I know what it's like to not have friends. And a lot of autistic kids, autistic adults, don't have friends because nobody wants to be around the weird. But my message to autistic kids and adults, I mean, 90 years old and autistic, is that you have a friend in Ricky Littrell. And not just autistic people, anybody who needs a friend. Whether you're mentally ill, whether you're old, whether you're just normal, what's normal? Everybody, you have a friend in Ricky Lee Travolta. And so if you want to look at my services for celebrity branding, turning a celebrity, I can make it famous. I can make any brand famous. It's pretty easy for the autistic guy. But if you want me to be a spokesperson for your brand, if you want me to turn a celebrity into a celebrity brand, if you want me to make your company billions of dollars, you contact Idol Makers at celebrityendorsements, with an S, .us. I'm America's friend, use .us. So Idol Makers at celebrityendorsements.us. But here's the other thing, Dr. Lee. That's for clients. That's for people who want me to make a ton of money. Anybody who needs a friend, you can reach out to friend at celebrityendorsements.us. And it's not going to get to me immediately. I do a lot of things, but it's going to get to me. And I'm going to let you know you have a friend because I am your friend. Anybody out there, anybody who needs a friend. My father is a sexual molester and I still love him. I don't want to be in the same room with him. I want him behind bars, but I still love him because I love everybody. And that's part of the gift of autism. I don't know how to hate. I only know how to love. And I know what it is to need a friend. And so I am that friend to anybody. Celebrityendorsements.us. You can go to our website, email us, and just let me help. Let me make you smile. Because I always say, I let the accountants handle the money. I get paid in the smiles that I put on people's faces. And Dr. Lee, you put a smile on my face.
Awesome. Same to you, Vicky. Honestly, I love this interview. This was you're so authentic and so transparent. Very few people are these days. And so I really appreciate you for that. Well, there you have it, folks. If you want to learn more about Ricky and his company, just click on the link in the description below. And obviously, if you want to learn more about Concrete Build and how to tokenize your properties, go to concretebuild.org, where we tokenize properties and tokenize wealth.